But anyway, if you could get Trump's ear for, you know, you could say, hey, Catherine, you could talk to the president. Tell him what you think is the first thing he should be doing, or what would be one big goal that you think he should be doing. I mean, Bobby Kennedy's going to go after the drugs and all that. And the
He should stop the poisoning of the American people. I mean, that's one of the reasons we did this issue on water. I mean, the American people are being poisoned. If you look at the life expectancy charts, from the time the financial coup started, life expectancy in America started to diverge from the other top 19 industrial countries. So, you know, if you look at that chart, 20 top industrial countries, 19 going straight up, and the U.S., when the financial coup starts to diverge and accelerate down. Americans are being poisoned. You know, I travel a lot by car. And whether it's the deterioration in the air, in the water, in the food, they're being poisoned. And, of course, the big one is the vaccines. Vaccines are poisoning Americans. And it didn't start with the COVID-19. The COVID-19 has been the worst by far, but it didn't start with that. And the reality is, if you look at the companies that are doing this, Greg, it's funny, I have a wonderful doctor I work with who believes in immunology. And he was arguing with me that I shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I said, what is it about the theoretical benefits of immunology that justify allowing serial killers to inject mysterious ingredients into our children's bodies? Are you out of your mind?
And he said?
He stopped. He thought for a long time and he said, you know, you're right.
Good.
You know, anybody who would do what has been done, you know, COVID-19 was a mass atrocity, whether it was the lockdowns or the injections. It was a mass atrocity. And if you look at the proof we have that these injections are full of mysterious ingredients and, you know, everybody's tearing their hair to try and figure out what they are and what they do. But, you know, this is so far outside the lane of what is constitutional or lawful. And they're justifying it because it was a military operation. Now, I will point out to you, the Department of Defense, there's $21 trillion missing as of 2015. We don't know what the number is since, in part because the Trump administration, with Congress's help, bipartisan, adopted FASB 56. So it was $21 trillion in 2015, and we published that in 2017 when the debt was $21 trillion. So if the debt's $36 trillion now, for all I know, the missing money is $36 trillion. And if you look at what happened, you know, and the trajectory, the vast majority of that $20 trillion is missing from DOD, which just happens to be the agency that was authorized to implement a mass atrocity on the American people. Do we think that's a coincidence? Because every year, you know, and I've told Skidmore every year since I started to work with him, the reason we have to pound the drum on this is if we don't fix the finances, their only choice from an actuarial standpoint is to delay benefits or lower life expectancy. And that is what they're doing. They are balancing the books by lowering life expectancy. If you look